Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody. It's the second hour today of Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the things, the political issues of the day and how they affect your life and how, frankly, you can use them to change your world by persuading the persuadable. So what are you going to do today? Where do we go from here? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. I really do want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. If Trump will not act, who will? Well, God will. I just cannot imagine that God's undeniable hand that was in the formation of this country with so many of us in the faith community. And by the way, I got to say, the story in the Statesman Journal here is actually a pretty good story. You know, Statesman Journal has a lot of left-wing. This is Virginia Barreda, who wrote this story about yesterday's event here at the state capitol and how Antifa came in and so forth. You know, when I was leaving Salem at 6 o'clock yesterday evening, there was all kinds of Oregon State Police cars going up the freeway into town, downtown to the capitol. Because apparently somewhere about that time, somebody with a gun, this guy by the name of Melby, 39, at 6 o'clock, this guy was trying to get into the Capitol building, and he had a gun. Well, what do you expect is going to happen? At 7:45, the state police sent out a news alert that they'd heard rumors that armed groups may try to occupy the state Capitol grounds. So where do we go from here, folks? If Donald Trump is not going to expose all of the corruption, he's been telling us he's going to declassify all this stuff. If he isn't going to do it, who will? Is it Lynn Wood and all of this stuff that he says he has? Is it something that Sidney Powell has, the Kraken? Or is it just going to be a powerful move of God? If God formed this nation and this nation got off track, and it did, folks, those of us who still believe, who still have faith that God is in control of all of this, and that we are praying that this nation be restored in many ways to its vision of its founders, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our inalienable rights given to us by God. If we believe that God truly intends to preserve this nation for him, for his honor and glory, then all of this had to happen, didn't it? Because think about it. If Mike Pence had done the right thing, and by the way, Tim, hang on, Bill, hang on. I'll get to you in just a moment here, because I do want to know what you think today. All of this, if Pence had done the right thing, if Trump had acted, declassifying all of this stuff, invoking the executive order, seizing the machines, and proving the fraud, then he would have gotten the credit. Pence would have gotten the credit, not God. So, if it is in God's plan, if these prophets, and all of them saying the same thing, if God is going to show himself strong and preserve this great republic by doing something miraculous, and that's what it's going to take at this point, then he gets the glory, doesn't he? Can you imagine, by the way, how all of these left-wing television commentators, even those on Fox, local television, can you imagine what they're going to think if God does do something miraculous that changes the course of everything? Wow. How are you feeling today? I want to hear from you. 503-589-1220. One line open. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We will start first with Tim and then move to Bill. Tim, what do you think today?
Boy, I have a lot of stuff, Jeff.
Go for it.
The last thing that I wrote down is what I like to do is put myself in a position of, compared to what the other party is going to do, what would I do if I was Trump? I would decide to keep the information. I would use it later. I have to keep my image to be reelected, or all we have to do is get through 2 years, and then we can elect some different people. We can get a switch. In the Senate, 50-50, and all we have to do is get one Democrat is all we have to do. Then I would go out and speak just like I did and get big crowds, and you can keep Biden in control. If Trump can get those bigger crowds, he can get information out that the internet, anybody, paper, TV, he can get that information out. So he can compare himself as being perfect, because he's comparing what Biden's doing and not doing. And he can set up the elections for the next 2 years.
So
one of the thoughts that I had too, Jeff, is what are we the best at? Are we better at preventing or fixing? Did we prevent World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan? Did we prevent those?
No, we fixed things.
Trying to fix them.
Yep, you're right. We don't prevent. We should. So, does the Republican Party stay viable, or does it split now and a new party is emerging?
What happened with the Tea Party?
It died off.
Wasn't that... Okay. So, well... Boy, that's a hard one, Jeff. Because...
It is.
My first thought is, fix what we have now. Because if we get another party, then how do we know the people we elect are going to do anything? Can you imagine Paul Ryan? Who's responsible for him? Who put him in the speakership? We nominated Romney for president, a rhino. We did McCain, who was a rhino. Did Obama win? Or did the Republican Party not put up a good candidate?
Or was that election, the 2012 election, stolen? There's evidence maybe that that might happen. It is a tough question. I frankly favor exactly what you're saying. We take over the Patriots. Instead of forming a new party, we take over the Republican Party. That's what I think needs to happen more than anything else. But that means we got to get rid of the rhinos in Congress. And how the heck do we do that? That's not going to happen overnight. It just isn't, Tim.
I think this is a great opportunity. We teach. Let's use everything that happens as an opportunity to teach. Everything. So my question would be down the road is, what is happening that we can use to teach so that we teach this next generation and the one coming up, why even care?
Yep, that's the right direction. It's the only way the Republic will be preserved. Tim, thanks for your thoughts. I want to move on to Bill, and then probably I'm going to get Wes. Just hang on, Wes. Probably we'll have to take you after the 20-minute break, but just hang on because I do want to hear from you. Bill, good morning. What are your thoughts today? What are you thinking and feeling?
Good morning, guys. I got a lot on my mind. I'm a patriot of 48 years since I've been born. I loved America, did the Pledge of Allegiance, all that stuff. My issue with our country is you ask what we can do, and it's like we can't do anything. Hillary Clinton, proof that she had emails that were illegal, and she wiped them all out. Nothing happens to her. They had false information on Trump. Nothing happens. You know, everything we try to prove, we can't get a break. Let's say proof of voting fraud. I mean, there's actual proof, and still nothing happens. So you ask what we can do, and then they say, let's do a 1776. Well, the police are going to arrest you if you have a gun and try to take over the country. So it's like a catch-22. You can't do anything. And that's where I'm frustrated with our country right now. I listened to talk radio for the last 6 years, and they keep having all these facts, but nothing happens for our side. And the left walk away with, they can crap golden bricks, and nothing happens. So that's where my frustration is with our country.
Well, look, I share your frustration. So let me throw this question out to you, Bill, because I think I wasn't really prepared to quite talk about this today, but it's inevitable we're going to get to this question. So at what point do we, the people, overthrow the government?
But how do we do it? Because every time we try, the police arrest us, the military comes and arrests us. I mean, look at the refugee, whatever, in Oregon, when they try to stand up against BLM. They got arrested and thrown in jail. People got killed. I mean, these people that went to the Capitol, a lady got killed to show that she's not going to take it. We're done. But if it's Antifa or BLM, Black Lives Matter, they can walk around and nothing happens to them. It's okay for them to do it. But as soon as we Americans stand up, we're the ones that get attacked, and we're the ones that get thrown in jail, and we're the ones that get prosecuted and have to pay fines. It's just like Governor Brown finding all these restaurants and stuff. Nobody can do anything. We're done.
So you're hopeless then. You don't think we can revolt, literally.
I honestly don't think we can. I mean, it just, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And trust me, I prayed my, like, for the last 3 weeks, I prayed my hardest. And I just feel like I've been let down by my country. Sometimes I feel like I've been let down by God. I just don't know what to do. I mean, me and my wife are like, what do we do? Do we leave the country? Do we find some other place that is not as bad as America now? I mean, Oregon's killing us.
Can you name a place, seriously, Bill, can you name a place that is better than America? Seriously.
Well, I probably can't, but I don't know if it's going to get any worse. We got to find something, because I can't live life like this. I can't live life with people telling me that I can't say father, mother, or I can't have my guns. I can't pledge allegiance. I can't pray. This is not where our country should be.
You're right, it isn't. We got to figure out a way to fix it. Feel it in your heart. That may just be ultimately gone because we're not capable. Bill, thanks for your thoughts. Wes, hang on. I want to get you on the other side of the break at 7:20.
Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
23 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. As promised, right back to the phones. What are you thinking today? What are you feeling? Where do we go from here? Let's talk with Wes. Wes, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I really don't know what to think anymore. It's obvious that our constituents don't care about us. They'll go right back to the way things were. Look at Lindsey Graham last night turning. He goes on the Hannity and says all this stuff about what we could do and how we were stolen, and then all of a sudden now we have to accept Biden and everybody as president. For the first time in my life, I will never accept Biden as my president. I accepted Obama as president because that's what the people said. I really don't believe this is what the people wanted. And they're even making it to where we can't even run for Congress or Senate unless you have millions of dollars in your pocket. So what can we do?
Well, we're rapidly descending towards armed revolution. I mean, that's my fear. I don't want that to happen. Pray it doesn't happen. That's why I'm praying for God's miraculous intervention in some form here, Wes. But I'm, look, I share your frustration. I share Bill's frustration. And I do. Joe Biden's not going to be my president either. And solely because there is irrefutable, unmistakable evidence of outright fraud, very sophisticated fraud. And I can't accept that.
I honestly think they got to Trump and basically told him that he just needs to go and we're not going to prosecute you or whatever. I honestly don't think he'll run in 2024. What is he going to get out of it? They're going to make sure that nobody like him ever gets put back in the office. And I'm to the point where I'm going to just hunker down and do what I can, but I'm just going to be self-sufficient and provide for my family and my friends and do what I can for us and try to wade through this. But I don't see how we can do anything to change anything because they're not going to allow us.
Well, I certainly don't think we can win any elections in the future. No, I mean it seriously. I mean, I don't think you're going to see another Republican president.
Nope.
They figured out how they can cheat, how they can do it in a very sophisticated manner, even though we have evidence of it, absolute evidence of it. They've gotten away with it. They're going to get away with it unless, again, something miraculous happens here. And
just like you'll never see an Oregon Republican as governor in Oregon.
I think so. Well, right, look, Wes, you. Thanks for your thoughts. I mean, I really appreciate you calling in. I need to move on to Danny. Danny, good morning. How are you thinking and feeling this morning?
Good. I just want to make a couple comments to the guy that was all frustrated about being arrested and people being killed. What does he think happened in 1775, 1776? Those were bad times for patriots back then. But I think the number one thing that people can do, and it's probably the hardest thing people could do, is cut off the funding to these organizations. And I'm talking Verizon, Xfinity, football, basketball, all those organizations that are pumping money back into BLM, Antifa, all these senators and congressmen. If you don't do that, we're not going to win. The first thing we do with any government and terrorist organization, we try to cut funding off before we go blow them up. So we need to cut the funding off so we don't have to have any kind of civil war or anything like that. I don't think that's possible. Most people are not going to want to give up their families, die, give up their jobs. So really the number one thing people can do is stop funding all these corporations that are going to pump this money that you're paying for Xfinity or Verizon or wherever, right back into these people that are trying to take our country away.
Or Facebook, or Twitter.
Facebook, yeah, Twitter, all of them.
Google.
It's just a money
Absolutely.
Thing. If we can Absolutely. Get rid of Why, I mean, funding I, them, they're going to change their behavior.
You're right on the money. Deny them money in the free market by supporting their competition. And there is competition out there. Excellent suggestion, Danny. Thank you.
There's websites out that actually have lists on the companies that actually support this stuff. So
where is that? Where?
You can get online and search for companies that back conservative causes and companies that back liberal and socialist causes. It's not that hard. And it's hard to do shopping if you want to take money away from them. But that's what we got to do.
Well, I like to buy stuff from Amazon, but I got to seriously think about stopping doing that and look at where else I can buy things.
How much stuff did they get from China?
Well, yeah. How much stuff, period, everywhere is from China. Danny, thank you. Appreciate your comments. George, go. You're up next.
Yeah, I was thinking, how on earth can we possibly have correct elections? I mean, all of these things can be filtered in, and you know, it's just impossible, isn't it? And there's so many illegal aliens and everything. I mean, all I have to do is go down and press a few buttons, and it counts as, you know. What do you think?
Well, I don't, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I don't trust the election system as it is today. And that's part of what we're going to start doing today. We have a team of people going into Polk County to review their procedures and so forth, a kind of a citizen's audit. And we're doing that because we want to figure out how to do that kind of thing, because we want an army of grassroots people to go investigate in Oregon all of our elections so that we can have some confidence, because right now we don't. Great point, George. I can't disagree with you. New caller, hang on. We're at the bottom of the hour. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, all of the stories that I talk about are up on my Facebook page. You can just check it out. So who will act if Trump doesn't? If Trump doesn't expose all of the stuff that he says he has, declassification. I mean, remember, he was going to declassify all this stuff, and he hasn't done it. I mean, why wouldn't he? What does he have to lose? If he doesn't, and it doesn't save the Republic, who will? Will God? I happen to believe God will. Does that mean there's a new Patriot Party in the offing? Is the Republican Party going to go the way of the Whigs, or will patriots like us go take it back? Get rid of the swamp creatures like Mitch McConnell. Is Joe Biden going to be your president? Where do we go from here? Let's go back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll go back to our new caller. New caller, who are you, rather, and what do you think today?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
And I'm so glad that you've said how God is in control, because he really is. And I was so disappointed when things just didn't go the way we wanted them to. I had been praying for Mike Pence that he would do the right thing, but apparently he felt that he was doing the right thing by not saying anything. But basically, what I wanted to say was, I just finished the book by Jonathan Cahn, The Harbingers 2. And that is quite an eye-opener as to what possibly will be happening to the United States. And one of the things that they brought out, or he brings out, is 9-1-1 as being a time when God has removed he's removed the, well, I'm not sure exactly what I'm trying to say, but anyway, he's still in control. And one of the things that has been that Jonathan Cahn brought out is about this virus, is that our country, I'm getting a feedback. that our country.
Sometimes. Do you have your radio off?
Yes, it's off.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it happens sometimes over the internet. It's weird.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Jonathan Cahn brings about that the abortion, and especially abortion to me is a terrible, terrible thing. And that came about in about 1970, and we have this plague now. And who is it hitting? It's hitting the elderly people. And who were they would be the ones that who probably voted the abortion in or made it legal. So God can't allow these things to go on in this country. And so I believe he has removed his protection from us. And in this book, and I really think it's a good book, whether or not it's all true, I don't know. But he goes back to 9-1-1, and there are many, many things that have happened since that time. And I'm afraid that the United States is on a downward swing right now until we go back to God and put God first in everything, put him first in our schools, because our country was consecrated and built on the foundations, the Ten Commandments and so forth, from the Israelites, from the Jewish people. And so I think we just have to live and pray for the opposing sides, for those who oppose us, that we will come back as a nation and put God first. But he is in control.
You're right.
Through the political parts or wherever.
And we have to turn from our wicked ways. And then
absolutely.
You'll hear from heaven. God will heal
he does hear
our
it.
Land.
He is in control. He can remove presidents or whoever. Now, I do feel President Trump was put in here for a reason. I'm reading the book, The Paradigm, now, which talks about President Trump.
So, okay.
But,
thank you.
In spite of everything, we must continue to live as Christians and pray
That's
for
right.
those who oppose us.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. That's the proper and the right thing to do. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What are you thinking today? By the way, I want to thank Bill Sunderland at Country Financial. Not only does he offer great financial advice, but he also, he and his entire team offer you great insurance for your home, your farm, your business, your personal insurance, life insurance, plus property insurance. It's Bill Sunderland. Check out his website, SunderlandAgency.com, SunderlandAgency.com, 503-885-0789. So the Oregon Restaurant Association, by the way, has launched a legal fund to help restaurants who choose to defy Kate in her lockdown, her unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution, her lockdown orders, the fact that they're going to have to face fines. Restaurant Association has launched this legal defense fund to help them pay the fines. And that was part of my activity yesterday when I spoke to the crowd at the state capitol, was to talk about the sheriff's order that I presented to all of you, presented to them, to get your local sheriff, which is the highest law enforcement officer in the land, higher than the president, higher than the governor or the attorney general, in his county, according to the Prince Mac versus United States decision of 1997, they are the highest legal authority. In Yamhill County, you know, we went over that yesterday, what the county commissioners did, saying you're not going to be liable for Kate's, can't be fined for Kate's order. No. Those sheriffs should adopt this because they have every right to under the Constitution. And frankly, Kate's unconstitutional orders have been ruled just that in Pennsylvania, and hers are almost identical to Governor Wolf's. Doesn't matter what the Oregon Constitution says. Doesn't matter what the Oregon Supreme Court says. It matters what the U.S. Constitution says. So to all of those folks yesterday who have emailed me, as I asked them to do, I will send you that documentation so you can talk to your sheriff. By the way, what are Democrats afraid of? Why are they asking Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and immediately remove Trump? I mean, a bunch of folks from Oregon, Suzanne Bonamici. I mean, it's 13 days before Biden's inauguration. What are they afraid of? I mean, he's promised an orderly transition. He's not going to do anything. 503-589-1220. What are you feeling? What are you thinking today? By the way, I also want to thank Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations for being a great sponsor of not only this radio station, but this show. If you're looking for a contractor you can trust who really does a great job, you should check out Righteous Renovations. They got a great website, lots of pictures, lots of great comments, satisfied comments of customers. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Back to the phones. We'll go back to Art. And then Rebecca, and then Glenn. Art, you're up.
Hey, Jeff. To the gentleman who wants to give up, if you give up, then they get their way. There is no doubt about it. Danny, it was Danny that was talking about the funding, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yes, and he's right.
He's absolutely right. Future leader. I don't want to take over the Republican Party. I want to implement positive change. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And so the time has come.
Whoa. What do you mean you don't want to take over the Republican Party? If the Republican Party isn't going to stand and fight for you, Art, why on earth would you, how would you expect you could enact change?
Well,
Democrats aren't going to do it for you.
Obviously, more people who want to make positive change, to want to do good over evil, fight right and wrong, that's what we all want, Jeff, and that's what the Republican Party should want. And so, you know, we need to implement positive changes to do the things that we know the party should be standing for. I mean, do you think Ted Cruz is going to leave the Republican Party? But he's a good leader. He's a smart man. He's going to stay in the party and effect positive changes. So is Holly and those other guys. And that's what I think we need to do. We need to sit down and put leaders who want to do that, and then, we need to rebuild the crumbling parts of the party, because we know throughout history what they've truly stood for. We just lost our way. We've let...
So the crumbling parts of the party, like the... mega Republican donors that are anti-Trump and are pro-abortion and pro-transgenderism and pro-gay marriage. You mean
those
we take over
too?
Those people? Come on, Art. Get real. Back in a moment.
What do you mean get real? No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn and then Kathy. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If the swamp is in control in the Republican Party, how do you think we're going to affect change? I mean, if we don't take over the party, if we don't elect people in our party that will stand up for the Republic, this is my problem with what the vice president did yesterday, and frankly, with what Mitch McConnell says and so many others. That's why I stand firm with Ted Cruz and others for the Constitution, for the Republic. Because you see, what they allowed yesterday, they allowed the takeover, a fraudulent election with irrefutable evidence. Folks, there's a story out today about Patrick Byrne, you know, the founder of Overstock, a guru, genius when it comes to online systems and data. Georgia election data flowed to China and Islamabad and then back to Georgia. See, they were able to track all of that. Mitch McConnell doesn't care. Lindsey Graham doesn't care. You see, they get to continue sucking off the swamp. Yeah, they lose some of their power, but to them it doesn't matter because the game is we all get our little piece of the pie. That's got to end, folks. That's corruption. And if that's what's controlling within the Republican Party, then the Republican Party's got a choice to make. And this is what the author of this piece today, and I'm going to get to the phones back in a moment. It's what the author of this piece, an American thinker, says. To the jump, to the GOP, Trump you. Every Republican senator that stood firm yesterday and voted to not accept, and every member of the House, we should thank, and we should give them money. And then everybody who didn't, we should communicate to them that we will never support them again. Folks, things have changed. Our republic and our liberty is truly threatened. And what we're about to see happen come at us from Joe Biden and a Senate controlled by Kamala Harris now, you're not going to like. We can't let it happen. But we have. And this president did not do what he said he was going to do. He's done everything except release all of this stuff that he said he was going to release. Says it's going to be an orderly transition. Okay. Where do we go from here? To the phones. We'll go back to Glenn or go to Glenn.
What an interesting day after yesterday.
Yep.
First of all, I do in a sense think that the crowd was so big. They couldn't handle, not only could they not handle such a large crowd, but the infiltration by Antifa and whoever put in by perhaps CIA and all the alphabet agencies to do the devious deeds to make a good thing actually turn out bad and go against us is what really happened. But the reason I really called was you mentioned that Federal Inquirer article yesterday, and a person called me that had listened to times before we had a discussion about a Northern Kingdom versus a Southern Kingdom, and Barack Obama was behind the funding of the subversion campaign and the coup to take over, to go against President Trump. Remember the pallets of $400 million in cash in 2017, and the Caraloma House that is stationed among the embassies up in that district of Washington, D.C., and many of those homes were actually where a lot of spying took place at those locations where Obama bought that house from the Homefront LLC. So in my opinion, if this is true, a Gentile against Gentile, fighting each other, and the northern group won against the southern group at the White House in this instance, in which we compared it to Gentile nations. If this is true, then they're not going to like what happens when this administration that came back is coming back in. When they start enacting all that they do, it's all going to backfire on them. They're going to hand over America to another Gentile nation. They're going to hand over the wealth. They're going to hand over the treasury. They're going to hand all of it over. And they're not going to realize when they hand it all over, they themselves are going to be stolen from. So that's basically what is going to happen. It's going to be turned over to another. America won't be here for any of us at that point. And all of those evil workers are going to suffer the pain right along with us. And that turn is not very far away, because we are technically, as a nation and as states, cities, we are bankrupt, very much bankrupt, not only in our sociology, our wealth, our health. It's all going against us at this point. And one of my friends was saying, well, Glenn, you always talk about going with the uppertaker and not the undertaker. I mean it. I want to go up alive. I don't want to go by the way of the grave. That makes it very unique and special.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Thanks, Glenn. I want to move on to Kathy to end up the hour. Kathy, good morning. How are you feeling? What are you thinking today?
Hi. Okay, so you said, what are Democrats afraid of? Why are they pursuing the 25th Amendment? I think because President can and should declassify everything. Every
yes.
stinking thing. And that's what they're afraid of. Because
I think you're right.
And God's involvement in all this, I have to have hope till the end. I can't help it. It's who I am. But he has never depended on numbers. I mean, you know, when he told David, you've got too many horses. He told, I can't remember who it was, but you've got too many men. Get rid of the ones that are afraid. Get rid of the ones that drink from the water directly. So he just can't, he doesn't depend on numbers at all.
No, you're right. He doesn't. If you go back to the story of, I think it was Joshua with the army and God only needing 300 of them to go pursue and overtake the enemy, which they did. Small group of people. God doesn't need
yes.
big numbers. To.
Right. And also I wanted, I've got tons of stuff to say, but it doesn't really matter. If Pat contacts you, will you give her my contact information? I'm so thrilled to hear somebody talk about Rabbi Kahn.
Yeah, Jonathan Kahn is, for a rabbi, has had an amazing prophetic ability. And frankly, I fear so much of what he has written and predicted, it has not only already come true, but will come true. Thank you, Kathy, and I will pass that along. Jim, hang on through the top of the hour break or call back 8 o'clock. Back in a moment.